What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Tex.
We're here for another episode of Future Perfect. G1. We good? All right, cool. We got a dope episode for you guys this week. Talk some music, talk some gaming, but first we're gonna get into a wee bit of music. We'll be right back. Here's the internet with La-Di-Da.
Paying next time. I I'm all right beside you in the line, you real talk, some say. My groove right and nice, snatch up your wife, smoke like it's not me. Get out my way, talk if you want me, I'm a gonna push. I'm a hard active owl, keep up your eye, move your feet, enjoy my sweet suave. Look at me, I'm so suave.
That was The Internet with La-Di-Da off their most recent album, Hive Mind. It's your boy Tax. You're here for another episode of Future Perfect, where we mix music and gaming together to create the perfect future. I got my man Byron the Poet with me to my left.
What up? What up? How y'all doing today?
To my right, I got my man Zan with the Lean Zanza.
Hey, hey, yo, what's good, everybody?
We back again for that bull. Listen, so I'm going to do this intro again, probably for the next 2 weeks until everybody gets used to us again. But we were a podcast that's heavily focused on music and gaming and tying those together to create what we call the perfect future. So what we do, it's going to talk a lot about music, a lot about gaming from a point of like knowledge, but we add a lot of humor into it. So for the people that are new, I hope you guys enjoy it. For the people that have been with us since episode one, I know you'll enjoy it. Thanks for rocking with us. So,
yep.
How's everybody?
What's on the menu, y'all?
Exactly.
Feeling the love, guys. Feeling the love.
Yes, we got a lot of good feedback from our first episode here at Boston Free Radio. So appreciate that. We are definitely going to keep running with it, and eventually we're going to roll out some more features for the show. But for now, sit back and relax and enjoy the ride. So, how's everybody's weekend been?
You know, it wasn't bad, man. I actually just kind of chilled a lot, man. You know, I've been doing this like boo loving thing with my lady a lot lately, man, and it's like, it's good, yo. Good, lots of good vibes, lots of love being shared. You know, a lot of good conversations too.
I feel you, dog. I remember those days.
Yeah,
big dog.
It's interesting, man. It's interesting to say the least. You learn a lot about yourself.
Is it like, you know, describe it? Is it like 90s music, R&B music video, like boo loving? there's no bigger boo loving than that. That's like,
yo, pinnacle. like Jason Lyric type boo loving in the field, you know what I mean? Like, you know, remember that scene with him and the girl Jada? It was Jada. In the film. Yeah, it was Jada.
It was either Jada or Janet.
Or Nia Long. No, it was Jada.
Yeah,
it was Jada.
Yeah.
Remember that feel?
Getting my strong black female leads mixed up.
You know, all of them.
Honestly.
I mean, like, speaking of that, like, whatever happened to Nia Long?
Oh, she did pop out because she was on Empire.
Word? A
bit. Yeah. And then she did some other shit, too. She's doing, I forget what she's on some CSI type show right now.
Really?
Ooh, I think
I know what you're talking about. NCIS. Look, with LL Cool J.
All I can say is she's casted for the wrong role.
No, she's like the boss of them or some shit.
Exactly. She's casted for the wrong role. Sorry. Nia, I love you.
I am out of that.
I love you, but like, that's not your role, though.
All right, what about your weekend? Well, I already know. Well, I kind of know about yours.
Let's talk about this cabin, though.
Oh, Asian Palooza?
Asian Palooza.
Cabin in the woods.
Hey, listen. it was a dope experience. You know what I mean? Just being able to disconnect, not really having service. Like, there was Wi-Fi there, so people could hit me up, but I wasn't really even trying to look at my phone.
Yeah. Like, literally no service, yo.
Yeah,
no,
my phone's been the most charged it's been since I bought it.
Nah, I feel you, man. Like, disconnecting is amazing. I think that's kind of what I've been doing. You know, that's kind of a red thread with, you know, just being able to chill and boo love with the missus. Like, it's a way of disconnecting and kind of, you learn a lot about yourself. You know what I mean? Like, through the conversations. And I'm sure she probably feels the same way or not, you know, because women never feel that way. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have said that on air.
I don't, right?
Women, you guys, I love you guys, honestly.
That's going to be the thing that gets us taken down.
That's it.
Hey, guys. So two episodes.
Women, hey, it's been a good run. You guys know a lot more about men than we actually give you guys credit for. I'll give you that, though, for sure. Like, you know, being raised by your dads, you definitely learn a lot, you know, and also just dealing with culture and in the way it is today in today's world. Like, women know a lot, and I think we should probably, you know, give them more of an ear, just because their insight is actually real. They give you some really good guidance about yourself.
Damn, you really have been spending more time with your girl, haven't you?
Facts, man.
I can see that.
Man. I ain't mad at it, dog.
It's deep love.
Hey, one day I'll be back where you are, dog.
It's a journey. What about this guy Drake, though, man?
Oh, wait. Niggas got to finish their weekend, dog.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Yo, oh, my bad. I was just feeling way too vulnerable, so I was trying to change the subject for a second.
Facts.
Vulnerable.
All right, let me tell you about what I did this weekend, you feel me? So me and Zan was out at Asian Palooza in Vermont, you know what I mean? And, you know, I felt like it was a pretty good event. You know, thank you to the staff. My only complaint is there weren't enough people like me, but then again, it's called Asian Palooza.
Look, a little Asian bird told me, man, you spent a lot of time in the hot tub.
Facts. All the whole weekend, I ate, boxed, and was in the hot tub.
I'm not mad at that.
Facts. I was just like, I ain't come out here for nothing. Fucking look like
this hot tub is popping.
I was like, yo, most of y'all just came here to do the exact same stuff y'all do in Boston. I'm like, nah, I came in here. Listen, facts. Forget that. I was in that hot tub faithfully.
Zan, what you doing, man?
Oh, what I did, dog. I took in nature, dog. Many ways. Let's put it that way, dog. I enjoy nature. In many shapes and forms, bro. Hey, dog. It's a dope place, though. We had a dope ass view on the balcony.
Oh, yeah?
On the porch. Yeah.
Same spot
where we grilled, same spot where the jacuzzi was, yo. It was the spot to be. Huge, like living room, open area. with like legit like the stereotypical like cabin stuff. Like there was like a buffalo or bison head mounted on the wall, like freaking bear like statues made out of wood and shit. And like, yo, there's a chandelier antlers all over it. I was like, yo, we are not really staying here, are we? I was like, this is wild.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It sounds like a cabin in the woods, Camp Crystal Lake type situation.
Cabin in the woods, MTV Cribs, like Cross. It was crazy. Like it was a really dope spot. Like it just added on to like the more disconnect feel. Cause I'm just like, dog, like there was an upstairs. I only stepped in it once. I didn't know there was an upstairs until I saw stairs. Yeah. And I was like, wait, there's stairs going up here. I was like, so that means there's an upstairs. It was crazy. Straight up, no signal, 3.5 hour drive. Like, so let me tell you though, like, like when you go into somewhere as like to the parts of Vermont that's that disconnected, do not, I say this, do not make a wrong turn. You make one wrong, we took a wrong turn, it added 20 plus minutes.
Oh, that's true. That's very, very true.
Not 30 minutes straight, flat, 30 minutes. The GPS was like, that's 30 minutes, bro. I'm like, clapped 30.
Your ECA got clapped.
Hard. Like, my boy Fang was like, yo, dog, I don't know if I've been driving too long. I've been staring at my phone, but it said, it just went from we're getting there at 7 p.m. to 7:30. And I'm like, from one wrong turn, he's just like, yo, I can't even, he's like, I don't know what to feel. I was just like, dog,
He felt lonely. Yeah. I mean, you know, Burlington, I mean, or just Vermont in general is like one of the least populated states in the country. So I bet your GPS was like, man, there's no other phones to connect with right now. I really don't know how to feel. I feel lonely.
Yeah, it was wild. But
the one time our phones felt like the victim.
I'm like, if the phone felt lonely, imagine how I felt as a black man in Vermont.
Hey, I'll say this much.
It's like
went to the liquor store, they had Henny. So
that's all that mattered.
Hey,
white people drink Henny too. That's what we just learned.
Asians drink Henny too.
Do you believe that shade.
Nobody of color brought Henny? Like no black people brought Henny. It was the Asians.
They already had it. I had to cop another because it was just it got bodied.
As soon as I walked in, my man Tony had the both bottles. He's like, my nigga. I was like, yes.
Hey, look, what's crazy though is they do be popping that cognac. Like, I remember the craziest thing I've ever seen. So in Malden, shout out to Ming's, yo, my favorite like Asian food, Chinese food restaurant, like in Massachusetts, besides Gourmet Dumpling House. Shouts to them too. But like in the cabinet, they got this whole like glass like room casing thing that has all kinds of quote unquote high end champagnes, red wines, white wines, things like that, and they're all there, Chateau Saint Jean, all kinds of stuff, right? And then right in the middle, this is what fucked me up. Right in the middle, they got a high end bottle of Remy Martin. Just like sitting there in the middle, ain't nobody drank it. It's a big bottle of just like high-end Remy Martin. And I'm just like, Asians just like niggas, yo.
Facts. They just don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit it. But y'all some niggas.
Real talk.
They don't want to admit it.
It's y'all just pass because y'all yellow. Facts. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, I'm yellow too, according to most black people. That's why I was like, yo, y'all better treat me with some respect. On the shade scale, I was like, yo, we like two shades apart. Nah, but all right, so everybody had like a good week. That's cool. Let's talk some quick hits real quick. Y'all see the new iPhones and stuff that came out?
Oh yeah, the big drop. Was it
there's the XR, the XS, and the XS Max, or is it 10? I don't know.
It's XS Max, I think.
Yeah. Like, are they calling it 10 or X?
They're just calling it X, from what I'm hearing.
I've heard people say 10.
Yeah. But they skipped 9.
Yeah, Windows did it too.
So what is a bad number?
Is it a bad number for business?
So I'll tell you a little known fact. In Japan, they do not have a 9th floor.
I did hear of this.
Yeah. Because 9 is like a number of bad luck.
Yeah, yep.
It's our 13. It's their 13.
Yeah, yep.
That's lit.
How crazy is that?
Damn.
It's crazy how they came out with a game called 9 Hours, 9 Doors, and 9 People.
And you know.
And that's a game about niggas dying.
You
know what you're walking into.
You know what you're walking into with that game.
Do you know the origin? I don't know the origin. I was just only told, like, in a Japanese class that 9 was just a bad number.
Just a bad number. Same thing with 13.
And we had to ask why it's a bad number in Japanese. And I was kind of like, okay, I just won't know then.
They was like, nah, chill out, dog. Nah, but back to these iPhones. What do you guys think of these iPhones?
They just the highest one
is like 14, like 1449.
Just to remove the button?
You know what's funny? The XR has the same pixel density as an iPhone 4.
That sucks.
So the XR is like what? Like $700, $800? And it can't do 1080p?
They didn't upgrade. I did know that they did upgrade the camera.
Yeah,
the camera was one of the big things. The cameras, because essentially they're, you know, it's kind of wild to think about it, but like our cameras are actually like stealing market share. Like phone cameras are kind of stealing market share from the regular cameras. You know what I mean? Like, when's the last time you ever seen somebody with an actual point and shoot camera?
I mean, if we want to loop back to my weekend and.
True, but I'll say it's different because I think at that point,
you're like,
it's
how more, I snuck that joke in without actually saying.
As I was saying, I think when it comes to cameras now, when you have a point and shoot camera, it's less about the camera and more about the lens.
Mm.
I feel like that's what I think what it is. I feel like I could be wrong. The lens market probably benefited a little bit because then the only way to, you know, make your camera a step above than what you use to call and text, aka your phone, is to get a lens to take shots that you can't take.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, without nerding out, it's partially that, like, the lens do make a big difference, but then there's also like the sensor and stuff like that, where I don't really want to get into all to it.
We don't have to. But stop it right there.
But basically, like, there are like for the average consumer, there's no point. But for the people that are big in photography,
exactly,
you are always going to pick a DSLR camera over your phone.
Oh, of course.
Unless you absolutely cannot use it.
Well, what's interesting, too, is, you know, there's a whole community of iPhone shooters now, right? Like, because, like, most people or some people, photographers in particular, will argue the magic's in the editing, right? So if you can capture the moment with whatever you have, I can make it. I can make it look sexy, you know?
Yeah, no, editing does it.
Or I can make it tell the story that I want it to tell just with being able to capture that. I just need to capture it. And whatever I can capture it with, I'll edit it later and make it look beautiful.
All right.
So are you buying one or no?
Yeah, that's it. Nah. Is it worth over a grand or...
Look, honestly, unless I get this nice upgrade, you know, probably not.
Listen...
$1,000 for a phone? That's a laptop. Look, you can buy a MacBook Air for the same price as the phone. What kind of shit is that?
You know, you want to know what ran through my head as soon as I saw those phones and I saw the price?
What up?
Oh, like the 8's cheaper. The 8 dropped in price, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm getting an 8.
That's it.
And that 8 is going to last me another 3 years, like this 6S is done.
And what's wild, they didn't really speed up the speeds of the phone with the new X. You know?
Well, they don't really have to. You never see the stats of, like, the A chips.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, the A6 is faster than the A5. But you don't know how fast the A5 is.
Exactly. Like,
oh, that's all I need to hear.
Hell, man. Listen, Apple gave you 2 weeks to get their money, so.
Hey, what's crazy, too. So here's another, like, little-known nerd fact, too. You know, like, Apple was ditching, like, Intel processors.
Of course.
Oh, who are they going with now, AMD or something?
I actually don't know, but I heard I remember reading something about... Own. You know, them ditching the Intel processor, which is actually really interesting because, like, you know, Intel, that's what they specialize in, creating, like, high performance, you know, processing units, right? Like, so is Apple just, you know, on one because they didn't top the $1 trillion mark and then, like, yo, I could just do this myself? Or is it?
Oh, they about to, you know, they wilding
it. What do you think it is?
No, I don't think, I feel like it'll be such a strong investment for them to even do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I don't feel like it'll be beneficial to them. I mean, they keep it more internal, which is what a lot of companies want to do anyway. But I feel like that it's more worth outsourcing, because think about it too. Is it just for the iPhones, or what about the laptops?
It's mainly for the laptops.
Yeah, they were talking about dishing it for the laptops, like for their phones and like the iPads and stuff. They have their own chip. I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I wouldn't ditch Intel unless they have like another, like, not to do their own. Like, maybe if you were like, I don't really like Intel, I'm gonna go with this person. Cool, but I wouldn't do
AMD or something own. Because especially what you need the like Macs for anyway. It's like graphic design, editing, and all that stuff. Like, I mean, yeah, I feel like, oh, like maybe we don't even need that, you know, Intel's super high processing power for like a lot of that stuff. But I was just still think like, nah, I don't think that's a good move.
All right. That's a good move. Really quick before we get into some music, wild question for today. So allegedly, Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street are a gay couple. Do you believe it or not?
So
are you rolling with it or not?
Listen, here, my two cents really quick. I feel like
I'm gonna hold my this my whole
topic here. I feel like is not even necessary to say anything about it or like, oh, is anything wrong with it. I feel like it's only a hot topic because of the times we live in. Because back in the day, like back in my day when like I was like what, like eight, whatever, like seven, whatever age you watch fucking Sesame Street, right? Like,
you watched it at 15, Doc?
You gotta do what you gotta do,
baby. Yeah,
I
mean. Sometimes you gotta stay through it till you get, you know, the days where you don't got school and you're home and you got nothing to watch because, you know, nothing's on except like Judge Judy, Morgan.
Facts. Ma Dukes hid the console away, dog. Hid the PlayStation. She can't even play that. So she's like, if you're sick, you need to be sick.
No, if you're sick, nah. If you're not going to school, you're still learning something. It's legit.
So Sesame Street is where you pick it up?
The remote is only on PBS. And you're like, yo, Arthur's not coming on until the afternoon.
I'm concerned, dog.
I'm concerned. I was concerned as a 7-year-old. So, So I feel like when you see Bert and Ernie and kind of like how that's what's whole explained, you're just pretty much in your mind or just kind of how it's conveyed, like they're just best friends that live together. Like no one thought otherwise or no one, you know. But I think now in the time where everybody's more open, and I guess, I mean, I don't know, I could be wrong. I feel like that question never really was brought up back then. I don't know. I mean, I maybe it was jokingly, but now people are strongly like, oh, like are they actually a gay couple? And then the dude, was it Frank Oz?
Yeah.
He came out because it was Twitter was just blowing up about it, and he was just like, he was straight up and said no.
He's like, chill out, be dead that.
Yeah, he was just like, y'all need to chill out, like no.
Yeah, like, I felt like they kind of reaching with that one, you know what I mean? like it's funny for like a thing, you know what I mean? But I'm like, yo, y'all, you know what I mean? Yeah, chill out. But all right, cool. So we're going to get into some music, then we'll be right back with our gaming segment. So we got a little couple things coming up for like PlayStation Classic, Forza Motorsports, Superman, and a couple other things. So we're going to get into this J-Rock, and then we'll be right back.
Work on the phone. Tell my mama that I might not make it home. Me and my troopers hopping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers hopping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers. I said it's work on the phone. Somebody tell my mama I might not make it home. Me and my troopers hopping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers hopping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers. If that's your real nigga, he gon' slide for you. If that's your real nigga, he gon' die for you. You ain't gotta question when it's brackin'. Just point me in the direction when it's action. Day one's in the sandbox, from breaking through them padlocks to burners in the stash box. Yo whole hood mascots, my whole hood mad watts. That's gang, gang, gang. We politic on missions, don't hang, hang, hang. We got bad bitches too, huh? And they blast bitches too, huh? And they shoot the fair one too, huh? We can take it there too, huh? Niggas win some and lose some. Just went half on the new drum. Summertime it's overdue, huh? Double back when the news come. It's work on the phone. Tell my mama that I might not make it home. Me and my troopers hopping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers hopping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers. I said it's work on the phone. Somebody tell my mama I might not make it home. Me and my troopers hopping in this bitch.
bitch, popping in this bitch.
Me and my troopers,
popping in this bitch, popping in this bitch.
Me and my troopers,
back though, east side we go back though. What you wanna act for? You get what you ask for. Ballin' in the game now. East side we go back though. Nothing is the same now. Motherfuck the task force. Came up and I went back. Changed up, never did that. If it's taped off, yeah, I did that. Blew a half a mil, yeah, I did that. On the blade, girl, is you with that? 10 toes on the pavement. Sell your soul in the days in. Shacked up like a caveman. Troopers on deck. Secure the bag, we plant the flag. So what we on next? What we on next? Rock bottom from the NGs, handguns on the 10 speed. RP to my dead homies, loyalty's all we need. Yeah, it's work on the phone. Tell my mama that I might not make it home. Me and my troopers popping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers popping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers. I said it's work on the phone. Somebody tell my mama I might not make it home. Me and my troopers popping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers popping in this bitch, popping in this bitch. Me and my troopers.
Reaching out for me, putting your hand where I'm supposed to be, but it just feels so empty. Girl, inside I know you're empty. So let me know where you wanna feel all again. I'm tired of talking that dumb shit to your friends, 'cause deep down you know it's just the front. And I'm the only one that you. Baby, can we stop all this? I know that you're feeling pissed, but go by your instinct and not by what your friends think. 'Cause they all wrong. Yeah, they all wrong. Took the wheel and they steered you wrong. Now you bumping that Beyonce song. What's it called? Lemonade. Like you was bittersweet, now I'm the anime. But when the song wears off, the angle do too. Switch up the genre, now you for the blues. 'Cause you're all alone, your friends in around, and you're on your phone. Wishing for a text, hoping for a call, praying he ain't gone. But I doubt that. I bet he feels the same way. He probably feels the same way. I said he probably feels the same way. Baby, can we stop all this? I know that you're feeling pissed, but go by your instinct and not by what your friends think. How many times has he crossed your mind?
Once, 'cause he never left.
How many times did you fuss and fight?
Had you so stressed?
You gotta weigh the good and the bad. It seems most of what you have. In name, baby, you know. If you need to let him go.
Shit you ride home to. Yo. Yeah, niggas too talkative. Chatty K to Ed Simps, I'm on this Boston. My homie just came home, he got a corner office in this empire I constructed brick by brick. This rap hustling, tennis shoes, t-shirts, lunch boxes, fuck it. If it could be sold, then let's do it. If it could be sold, we gon' move it. I got the driveway to prove it. Crazy high, but I'm not stupid. Bloodhound, the weather loot is, bring my homie straight to it. My bitches getting high to the music. My gangster bros before me show me exactly how to do it. You only gon' get at it, whatever you put into it. So I go extra to make sure my shit come with the leather. The sunroof, the carbon fiber, Alcantara, whatever. Navigation, Bluetooth, all kind of shit I never use. Sitting in that skyline, the style of a stockbroker. Storytelling, weed slinging, pot smoker. Revolutionary rolling Chevy till I fall over. Told them, bury me a G and let my mama have the G. Though I never die, cause the music living in the streets, that's all that matter to me. Cause this other shit ain't real, them hoes just fucking me cause of that deal. These niggas live life with you till they get jealous and you get killed. I'm just riding, smoking, praying that the Lord keep them away. And we keep getting this money cause we legends in the making. I'm saying, life.
What up, what up?
All right, all right. And we're back from our break. So that was just Currency with Biscayne Bay. Biscayne Bay. Biscayne Bane. out here giving DC some new intellectual properties. Before that was Joey Two Dope with Mindless. And then the very first song we played in that little block was Troopers by J-Rock. So we are back now. Zanza, what you got for us for gaming?
Well, look, before we hop into that, let's talk a little bit about this whole Bert and Ernie situation.
Oh,
right?
My man Byron got some words. All right.
All right, really quick, shout out to my man Dave that hit us up for tuning in.
Thank you, Dave.
For sending us his opinion.
Hey, peace to Brittany. Peace to Brittany for joining us on air, too. I much love to her for checking us out, too. All the way out in D.C.
Hey.
So, look, Bert and Ernie, man. The reason this matters, right, is definitely because of the times, from your perspective. Like, yeah. I totally agree with that. But, I mean, let's think about it. I mean, they used to sleep in the same bed together.
At the same bed? I thought they had separate beds.
Well, they had separate beds every now and then. And then sometimes they would be cuddle buddies. And then they...
You better make me research this,
would eat dinner together. They had a lot of questionable conversations. They would take baths together. You guys remember that, right? Totally.
There might be that one time, maybe.
Yeah, you know, so they would take baths together. I mean, there was never a girlfriend that I can remember. And I mean, granted, you know, this is Burton, this is Sesame Street, right? But, I mean, there was never, like, a woman ever introduced in their segment. So I think, you know, if you look at, you kind of look back at the scenario.
Someone will like stop by.
So they got a point.
When you look back at the scenario, I mean, is it far-fetched to think that, you know, behind the scenes that there could have been a love affair? I mean, look at it. Look at Martin and Pam. I mean, you spend that much time with somebody. You create that much tension between two people. After a while, you want to explore it.
And that's been our segment on Bert and Ernie.
Just saying.
Words with
tension
Byron.
Creates friction. You know?
Yeah, pressure makes diamonds.
I can't even say it.
And in high pressure situations, you want to bust a nut. Anyways, moving on to gaming.
My okay. Puppets,
bro. Yeah. All right,
let's get back to our family-friendly section of our...
So welcome back to our family-oriented, future-perfect broadcast. Onto gaming. So there's been some a lot of stuff that's been happening in the works this past week, starting with a lot of reveals, because right now Tokyo Game Show is going on. So they're dropping more trailers, more leaks, more even actually data announcements for games coming out. One thing that was announced was that Kingdom Hearts has it's a super solidified its release date, and I think you could actually start pre-ordering. I think, don't quote me on this.
Do you have the exact date by chance or no? If not, it's all good.
Nah, not the exact date. It was
It's all good. Do your Googles.
Early next year.
Didn't they say like January or something like that?
Yeah, it was supposed to be January. And I think a lot of them now, I mean, they're just throwing a lot of stuff like art. And like they're hyping the game up a lot. So they're really trying. It's going to come out like early next year. More things that happened. There was a new Devil May Cry trailer that came out.
That game is so ill, yo.
Yo, yeah. And this trailer was dope. And it was all mostly focused on Dante and some story aspects. It's pretty much what Dante can do, pretty much how Dante, how he's going to be in the game. And that he's, and I think he's actually going to be like a really big part of the story, almost as much as Nero is, especially how much gameplay they showed. Because even like in the trailer, it was just like, oh, like leave Nero out of this. And I'm just like, wait a minute, is this game about Nero or is it going to be about Dante? That's my question now. And because how much like just how much they showed and like how much he could do, it kind of just reminds you back to like classic Dante with a little bit of a twist. Like his whole like he has a new transformation, how he looks, and you know the whole thing we saw before about him splitting motorcycles and just chopping people up. Yeah, no, definitely check out that trailer. More is to come also with Soul Calibur 6. Raphael gets announced. Another classic.
Yo, with the rapier. The mix.
And yeah, the game's narrowing down. The game comes out, I think, October. Is it 12th or 15th?
I think it's like 12th.
I think, yeah, one of those days. Like early upper half of October. Surprised he got announced this late, though. They announced a bunch of new characters, the boss character. And now they're like, oh, wait, Raphael. Whoops. Let me just. You know, people probably were sweating. So, but nah, he's in the game. So worry not. Forza, they add the James Bond cars to. Is that DLC? Taxi back
there. Yeah, it's a DLC. So they added like 10 classic James Bond cars. So there's like basically like 7 Aston Martins and then like a BMW and some other stuff.
That's wild. 7 Aston Martins.
That's so sick.
Yeah, like it almost made me want to get another Xbox again.
Wait a minute. So is it across like each? Is it a car from each title, of, like a James Bond movie?
So they basically curated like a certain set of cars that were in James Bond. So cause they had like 25 years of James Bond. So but they took like 10 of like the most iconic.
Because I know I'm trying to help me with this one.
And they have like the gadgets and shit too.
That's not chill out.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Nah, if you're racing, if it's James Bond car, everybody has to have a James Bond car. That's really fair.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's not fair. Like, if you don't have a James Bond car, you know it comes tricked out with
everything. If you're pulling out missiles out your headlights, bro, we talking.
Exactly. Nah,
like, there's this, like, what kind of car it was.
You would throw some oil spills in front of me, slick. You know what I mean?
Oh, my
like,
God, I'm getting
sick.
How
can I compete with that?
That's the Mario Kart tech, dog. You coming in right hot on somebody. Like, yo, I'm legit.
I'm going to drop this banana peel real fast.
Hit you the tail and, yo, I'm legit coming on. I'm about to pass you. Boom. Homie just opens his back license plate and just starts, and it'll be like the cartoon style. It'll be like the hand comes out with the freaking can of oil and just pours it on the road, and you just start spinning like a cartoon.
Nah, but they even got like the car boat joint. So you drive on land, and all of a sudden, like you're driving in the water, and the wings come out. You're driving on the. I was like, yo, that's wild.
That's wild. I prefer the water.
If anybody wants to donate an Xbox One to the cause, holler at your boy.
Hey, look, honestly, I know a lot of people be talking about, you know, PlayStation, and I mean, look, I get it, but honestly, Xbox holds a place in my heart, man. It's actually really, really cool.
Yeah, like, I felt like they have a lot of recovering to do this console generation, but they were killing the game last one, like Xbox 360.
Oh, most definitely, man. They definitely.
Like, if you wanted a good laugh, you got on an Xbox 360 party chat. He just
for real. Xbox this is period. True. It started that movement.
You play Call of Duty, like
yo, in Call the of lobby. Duty on the Xbox. Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
like,
it was yeah. Comedy.
It was. It
the
was.
Lobby like a minute or two before the game starts, and everybody just has their mics on, and yep. People are just saying the most ridiculous. People will be having music playing. People will be singing. It did not matter. People's family will be going off. Like, did you do your homework yet? Like, someone's mom is going off on this kid.
Xbox
like,
it's crazy, is lit for dog. That.
It's lit for that. Real talk. Shout out to Xbox, yo. That's some classic memories, yo.
We can't, man. It's some of my fondest gaming memories.
Just see here. But getting back on track, some other game announcements. So for Dragon Ball FighterZ, they revealed Android 17, the last DLC to the season, and also the release date, the 27th. So next week?
Also, him and Cooler.
Him and Cooler. Also, I heard a free stage, a new stage, which is actually ill. They're actually doing stages. Also, to release.
Oh, speaking of that, you know Street Fighter came out with a free stage?
I heard that as well.
I heard about
the
that.
The dojo. So it's like a customizable stage that you can have. So, like, as you play the game, you can unlock more stuff to change your stage and stuff like that.
That's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
That is sick.
Damn. I feel like there was something like that in, like, Tekken or, like, one of those games where, I'm trying to think back in the day. Oh, man. It was one of those games, you know, where back in the day you could just knock people off the edges of the board. And that would be, like, you know, like a... like a disqualification.
Yeah,
you know
what like I mean? Bloody Roar and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Like Ring Outs or...
Yeah. It reminds me of... Yeah, like Soul Calibur. But it reminds me of something like that in an interesting way brought into the Street Fighter universe, you know?
No, yeah. Definitely. It's like those games are no more for customization. Street Fighter, not really. They started messing with the idea of like how you could get like certain characters' costumes by playing certain parts of the game. They're messing with the idea, especially with this stage, which I like. They're experimenting.
Well, they're appealing more to like the casual audience with stuff like this, which is great because, like, I mean, I haven't played Street Fighter in a while, but like, I do feel like I invested a good amount of money into the game, so I kind of want like more out of it to make me want to like play it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean,
so something like this piques my interest.
True. Not
well, and it's a cool Easter egg too, hidden in the game. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something nice added onto it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, of course. And other news as well, let's see what else we got. Oh, so this is kind of half gaming slash, movie television. We never get to talk about this before, so Henry Cavill?
Yeah, Cavill.
Cavill.
I think,
Cavill.
Yeah. We had a week to get it right.
We didn't. Still failed. With like the hardest of draw lines. Like that man draws.
Got that crimson chin.
Exactly. Crimson chin, double
it was
chin
like he was
line.
Bred in the cloning machine for like Hollywood.
Straight up.
He has like, the perfect everything.
Jawline is wild. But anywho, because we mentioned before and our last podcast episode that he was taking the role as Geralt in the Netflix series The Witcher
so lit.
That's going to happen. That is happening. That's happening. He took the role. He said he wanted it. But also in doing so, he actually left his role as Superman. You guys probably already know. We're just late to the, you know, just late to the party. But
well, you know, we got a show once.
Hey, we have things to do, all right? All right, no, my bad. Had a long day. So he left his role as Superman, which is kind of crazy. Because people have been saying the role of Superman has been cursed. It's a cursed role to be Superman in movies since back in the day. So it's always been like, it's always like a it doesn't end well type of thing. But so he left the role and it looked like he wasn't actually even getting paid as much as people thought for the role. And it was kind of crazy. I mean, this I think a friend told me this numbers. He was just like, yeah, for like the last three Superman movies, he only got 900K. Just playing those roles, and I'm just like, wow, that's crazy.
The franchise itself didn't really do so well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and surprisingly, the Batman vs. Superman film actually did the best of all of them, right? So, it's not surprising, although $900,000 is definitely a come-up.
It is definitely a come-up. Definitely a come-up. Coming.
You know?
He didn't have... He was in something else. He had one other role I've never seen him in. But yeah, like even just coming from like an actor that some people kind of like, oh,
yeah,
all right, that's our new Superman. True. Well,
you know what's interesting though? I mean, I almost feel like if he can crack this Witcher role in the Netflix universe of, you know, content creation, we'll see him on a lot more, you know, content.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just think about, you know, the guy Jeez, I'm blanking. The guy who's done Altered Carbon. I can't remember. I don't know why I can't remember his name right now. But anyways, the guy from Altered Carbon, right?
Is like, it the... Which actor?
The main character, actually.
Who, I mean, he was kind of two characters. You gotta help me out with, like, his Asian counterpart or the... you know what I'm saying.
Right, so the Caucasian male.
Okay, counterpart.
Right. Like, so since then, I mean, you've seen him across multiple episodes. I mean, Luke Cage, right? you've seen him in a couple different episodes, right? So it's almost like, you know, Netflix has kind of created its own universe of like film and documentaries and, you know, comedy and all these different things. And I'm wondering if that in itself is like, you know,
this is going to be his opening to exactly other roles, especially coming roles from, you know, he already has, he has Hollywood like mm-hmm. exposure already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this might be big for him. And I mean, he is excited for the role. So I always like to see people that are like amped for the things they like to do or like already like know a lot about, like with well, I'm blanking on his name too. This is like the day of blanking out people's names.
Pick the role. What's the role he was
in? Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh yeah.
Like he was like he was amped. Like he really wanted to be Deadpool so bad. Like I think my man was like in that suit out of like offset, off anything.
He probably wore it to the casting and they were like, okay, this is OD.
Like this is first movie opening scene. You're not even, the suit doesn't even, like, what are you doing? Like, it was that level. But, I think what it was, like, he redeemed the role of the character and redid, help, like, you know, kind of, you know, even, like, as the whole, like, the whole movie franchise pushed in the right direction because of that role of Deadpool. And I think I was just like, yeah, that's what happens when you get someone who's already, you know, in a lot of movies, talented, whatever, and then put them in a role that they already are passionate about.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like, you know, I know this is a tangent, but think about even like Johnny Depp, right? And him in that Pirates of the Caribbean role. Like, he loves that role. You can tell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, he's become Jack Sparrow, right? Like,
no, there's been stories I heard.
Right, you know? I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, exactly. I mean, so when you see that, it's, you know, it's good. It's good for the camera. Because that person then becomes that person.
It's genuine. You know? It's real. It's legit. It's genuine. Yeah. But just really quick though, what's the next bigger part about Henry Cavill leaving his Superman role? Cavill mm-hmm. leaving his Superman role is that speculation that Michael B. Jordan may be picking up the role and becoming the next Man of Steel.
Now that would change the game.
That will change the game.
I just don't feel like they'd let us have a black Superman.
No, I don't either. It's
been
done.
There's comics of it. It's been done.
I mean, like, they're like, yo, y'all got Luke Cage, chill out.
That's it. I mean,
yo, my man don't fly, though.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's one of those things.
Luke Cage is fly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's bad.
Yeah. It's super corny. All right, but like, jeez. I mean, like, look, it's the same argument, right, with the black James Bond and why Idris Elba will never be James Bond, right? Like,
oh, he gave the firmest of no's. I remember when they actually asked him, I was dead.
I feel like with Michael B. Jordan, I think about America, like, you know, America doesn't want to blend those fantasies, right? Because, you know, when we think about certain superheroes, they represent certain things to us. You know, like a black billionaire being, you know, as Batman would never be black, right?
Like,
you know, like we, you know, Tony Stark, right, and Iron Man, right, War Machine, you know, was his counterpart, right? But we would never see a black Tony Stark, right? Because it's symbolic of something else, you know, beyond just having a brown or black face in those characters. It's unfortunate, right, that that's the perception, but unfortunately, like, that's also the reality, you know, of the superhero universe, right? These superheroes embody way more than just being who they are and their superpower. They also embody a certain spirit that the, you know, that we as Americans embrace.
No, just to add this real quick too, there's nothing wrong with that in a sense where it's just like, if you're coming from like the writer's standpoint, like the character's written in a way, like they wrote them that way for a reason. Not just because mm-hmm. they're like, oh, this makes sense, or oh, because, you know, I can't ever see a black character in this role, whatever. Like, this is written that way for a reason. Because even look at Luke Cage, like, he's written that way for a reason as well. Like, you can't just be like, oh, like, let's make Luke Cage white. Like, that just pretty much defeats, like, what Luke Cage represents is as like a hero and everything. Like, in, you know, in Marvel. So, like, it's like saying, like, some characters are written for a reason. In acting roles, it doesn't, like, it's different because, well, you know, there's just the whole thing about, like, oh, like, well, like, you know, we could have this character here as long as they acted well, whatever. Honestly, sometimes you don't even really see the skin color. But I definitely do get what you say. Like, yo, there's some characters, like, archetypes, they kind of just are kind of cemented where they are. And I think Superman may be one of them. But again, you know, there's comics with blacks. There's a black Superman. And I saw, hey, it's out there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a multitude of like multiverses and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, it's possible. I just don't think.
Is a black one? Is a Chinese one?
I just don't think they're ready. Well, I mean, honestly, though, the way Superman's been doing in like media-wise, like in movies and stuff like that, like it wouldn't hurt to try it.
Hey man, I know, you got to do something to beat the curse. Yo. Yeah. The curse is winning, yo. It's like straight. It's just mopping the floor with actors. But let's get quickly back in gaming because we definitely have a good juicy topic. We definitely want to spend some time on. So in recent events, there's over the past even. I would say years, but even then, hasn't been that long time. Like, the way the esports scene has been growing. So it just happened. The first esports player to ever make the cover of ESPN.
Yeah.
ESPN, right? Yeah. My bad. I was looking to you guys like, yo, back me up. ESPN.
I was like, say that with conviction, my nigga. Like,
yo, esports, ESPN. We got Ninja on the cover. Magazine. ESPN magazine. Ninja making the
cover. So how do we really feel about that, though?
Well, so it's tough because Ninja's popular because of Fortnite. And while there is kind of like a competitive scene for Fortnite, I don't know that it's been fully accepted as esports, you know what I mean?
He was a professional FPS.
Yeah, he was.
Before Fortnite. So him at like a
professional, I think he played Halo.
I think so too. And I think Halo is one of those games besides COD, like FPS wise, that got to like that esports level before esports was really a big thing. Like,
yeah, Young MLG and stuff.
Yep. Young MLG. Yo, shout outs to that. I'm still trying to live on my Halo dream, yo. Halo 3, shout out, come at me. So there's that aspect. He has that background. So I think what it was is just like, this is the best person for this to make it the first individual to be on the cover. Because think about it this way. He already has the clout. All his followers, all know him through Fortnite. He played Fortnite with Drake. Travis Scotty, dog. So like the man already has.
Is that his new alias, Travis Scotty?
I've been throwing out when we're in Vermont. You should have been. That's a Vermont thing. My bad. I'll take it back.
Fam's name is three syllables. All like his whole name is three syllables, dog.
I threw a fourth, dog. I found a way. He's gonna hit me up. So Ninja has been like in like the forefront news on even for being just for gaming, just overall like Twitter, trending on Twitter, news articles, everything, just everything. He helped put Fortnite on the spot.
Yeah, no, and I mean like it's dope that like they're giving more light to esports. I felt like
it should have been someone else.
It could have, well, maybe not that it should have. But I can think of other people that would be great there as well. Like, the fact that Ninja is there, like, I'm not complaining because he absolutely deserves it. Don't get me wrong. But, like, there's plenty of people, like, where, like, if – I'm just glad because they're finally putting, like, the microscope on esports as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, and that's – a step in that direction. Like, there's people like Daigo that could have easily – you know what I mean?
That is true.
I feel like Justin Wong, who just won SCR, could be on a cover or something like that too.
First Street Fighter premiere event, like, out of his whole Street Fighter V career.
Like, there's plenty of people that are like in League and like Call of Duty and stuff like that. That, you know what I mean? But somebody has to be the first. So I hope this is not the only. I'd rather it just be the first instead of like the only.
I don't think it's gonna be the only, and I feel like I could see what you mean, like Justin Wong or. Daigo or in League, it would be like Faker. People were making this argument, like, you know, like, why Ninja? Like, yeah, there's other like professional.
Well, they have to understand that Fortnite is the biggest thing right now, and he's the number one Fortnite streamer, so it makes sense. Like, there's a lot of things going on where, like, hopping on that popularity. Is he the number one
streamer in Twitch, actually?
I don't know that, but I know he's probably the number one Fortnite streamer.
Number one Fortnite streamer. Yeah, like, I mean, like, even in his interview, he did touch upon. The fact that he sees himself as like in a professional gamer, like he does not think there's not any game that he won't make like the top percentile in, And a lot of people kind of took that like almost offensively right off the bat, as you can say, you know, as the way it sounds. So, like,
nah, boy, talk your shit.
No, like, true. Like, I think, you know, in a professional gamer talk, that just means if I apply myself to learn a game, whatever, I can see myself being a contender.
Let me ask you another question from a cultural perspective, though. What does that mean, man? So, I mean, we got, you know, when the rap artist first broke through, right, everybody, and rapping became, you know, an actual career, then we got Lil Peep, Lil Pump, Lil Short, Lil Dicky, Lil whatever, right?
Lil.
When, you know, the whole entrepreneurial bug hit and then it became cool to be a entrepreneur, entrepreneurs were just like rappers. They come up with some bullshit-ass products. Like, I mean, who would actually buy a vibrator that somebody else could control from somewhere else? Like, that's the craziest product I've ever heard, but that was a startup that got funded. Or, you know, people just make all kinds of, like, you know, just like ridiculous products that have no value. But it was almost like being an entrepreneur was almost like being a rapper. Well, I can just say I'm an entrepreneur and somehow I'm a business owner. When if your business ain't making no money, it's a hobby. So I'm saying all this to say, now we have Ninja on the cover of ESPN. And yeah, we know esports and e-gaming is, like, you know, esports is a thing now. But what does that now inspire a whole generation of kids to do?
Well, I'll quickly touch that.
That to me is the fuckery.
Well,
just saying.
It's not even just that. Like, so the thing is now, it's like he is a product of two main things, right? Twitch and YouTube gaming. And those are exploding now because it's so easy to stream. Like, if we wanted to right now, we could be live streaming us right now on Twitch. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like that, like, it's opening the floodgates for everybody to, you know, not only to, like, live stream, but also to get into these games.
But to,
like,
my point, so now you make another generation of all of these gamers. The companies benefit, but a lot of these kids now just throw their lives away aspiring to be Ninja, who's a fucking interesting individual, to say the least.
Well, he's an anomaly. He's not, you know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing, like you said, with rappers. Like, there's only a certain percentage of rappers that actually get on and be hugely successful. Yeah. It's the same. It's going to be the same thing with Twitch.
Yeah.
Like, gamers are becoming celebrities because it's the same style of, like, okay, there's that little bit of people that are actually really making a serious living out of it. Otherwise, a lot of people on Twitch still have to work a regular job.
Indeed. So this idea, I guess what I'm getting at, and this is great because we're driving toward this, like, unconsciously, is like this idea of exceptionalism, right? Like, and how it's used by industry in order to sell more products. And there's nothing, like, extraordinary about Ninja.
Well,
like, that any other kid who spends 40 hours a day and had money, like, to actually support the habit, wouldn't be able to do.
Okay. There's a debate over that.
There's a debate because you could apply that to, and believe me, I'm not taking a shot, but it legit transfers over to sports. It's just like, it's the same thing. You put LeBron on the cover, right? And then, you know, you just, now someone who picks up the cover, some kid is like, all right, now I'm going to spend all the time I can in the basketball court in my neighborhood, whatever, practicing my jump shot, practicing my drive, my dribbling, my ball handling, all that stuff to, you know, go to, you know, depending if they're already in high school, hopefully that they get a college scholarship to play college ball, and hopefully that they get drafted. So it's like the same thing, but then you think of it this way. LeBron gets paid millions and millions of dollars to what? Put a ball through a hoop.
Indeed. Indeed.
And it's the same thing.
I totally agree. And that's my...
If you want to loosely look at it,
that's my point. It's
there's
the
also
idea,
like, scholarships and stuff like that for esports teams. Mm-hmm. Like, esports is becoming a lot bigger than that. So now it's not the same thing it was when we were growing up where it's like, oh, you're wasting your life on video games. Like, you can legit be good at Overwatch, get a college scholarship to go to school to play Overwatch, then get drafted by an NBA team that is invested in Overwatch and make your living playing Overwatch.
I totally get it. I totally get it.
I wish we had
it.
That growing up. That's
but there, real. There is just like with everything like that.
There's a percentile.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not everybody's gonna get that scholarship.
And I just hope in this statement that I made to debunk that, right? Like debunk that the idea that look, everybody's got to be a gamer now, right? Like I feel like, you know, those are the things that, in my opinion, like oftentimes like hurt, you know, society and especially like Black and Brown folks. Like be something that you're passionate about. But also think about things that are like functional. Sorry, that's just my PSA. You know what I mean? That actually can help you make a living.
Hey, man, words with Byron, dog. It's a segment. Anyway. So words with Byron.
Moving right along.
Cool. We're going to get into a quick block of music and then come back with our music content. And then we're going to close out. We're going to hear some sounds from The Agent, the producer. We got Wale coming up. And then we have Eminem's response to MGK, which we argued last week that wouldn't come out actually here. So you are going to hear the sounds of Gladys by The Agent, the producer. Let's go.
Agent. The Agent.
Even same chapter, and I ain't Catholic. I hell Murray them blaze after. I'm a lion they chasing. I think I'm Bury Sanders, but I'm very confident with no block. I still carry batter, carry acid, daddy bitches. I don't
carry brothers. I carry niggas with no morals, so carry weapons. Go ask the industry who got intricate interviews. Put my phone off an evening, I bet that billboard be real confused. This is real influence, boy. I'm the real boss. When they was in they cap and gown, I was in the source. When they was graduating, I was out in Glastonbury. Over 100,000 was advocating for that performance. That was Ronson, shout out to Rawson. Lenny Santiago is climbing to Mr. Carter. A combination of mental issues, liquor and ganja. What a gift with these lyrics you hear, Mr. Falava. And I'm on if you want some. Everywhere nigga, on star.
Everything you dreamed of is right.
For now, yeah, I'm found, but I lost you. Cause time is never right when you lost in nostalgia. Goodbye, yeah. For now, yeah, I'm found, but I lost you. Cause time is never right when
so here's the
you
thing.
Lost in
okay.
Nostalgia.
See, yeah. Got my city with this hip hop. I'm truly infamous. You just did it to get clout. Boy, you happy now with your little spot. I shine different, my right wrist never zig zag. Spread love, old nigga kick rocks. I swear for God, I'ma buy a lot of them thick socks. Y'all lunching, apply pressure, they start ducking you. I am Debo, when I be leaving, they finna talk again. I'm black and I'm proud of it. The District of Columbia, been dissed by a dozen niggas and never been out of it. I really was out shit. My shit was at Madness. My shit was at All Days and Hobo and Naja. I'm local, I'm gossip. I'm global, you gossip. Too much on these blogs, hogging your mama good Wi-Fi. Ain't no bullshit. At least I upgraded to 5G if you gon' be there all
my
life.
Shut the fuck up.
Your fans become your haters.
You done?
Alright.
Doing this once.
Rihanna just hit me on a text. Last night I left hickeys on her neck. Wait, you just dissed me? I'm perplexed. Insult me in a line, compliment me on the next. Damn, I'm really sorry you want me to have a heart attack. Was watching 8 Mile, I'm on auto track. Realized I forgot to call you back. Here's that autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on a starter cap. Stand, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a man bun? Giant smoke, eyes open, undeniable, supplying smoke, got the fire stoke. Say you got me in a scope, but you grazed me. I say one call the Interscope and you Swayze. Your reply got the crowd yelling, woo. So before you die, let's see who can out petty who with your corny lines.
Slim your old
Al Kelly, ooh, but I'm 45 and I'm still outselling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that it blew. Now let's talk about something I don't really do. Going with someone's daughter's mouth, stealing food. But you're a fucking molehill, now I'ma make a mountain out of you. Ho, chill, acting like you put the chrome barrel to my bone marrow. Gonna beat you, ain't a bow and arrow. Say you run up on me like a phone bill. Spraying lead, playing dead, that's the only time you hold still. Are you eating cereal or oatmeal? What the fuck's in the bowl, milk? Wheaties or Cheerios? Cause I'm taking a shit in them, Kelly, I need reading material. Dictionary. Yo, Slim, your last 4 albums suck. Go back to recovery. Oh shoot, that was 3 albums ago. What do you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury, oh, you broke, bitch. Yeah, I had enough money in 02 to burn it in front of you, ho. Younger me, no, you'd have whacked me. It's funny, but so true. I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you. Till I'm hitting old age, still can fill a whole page with a 10-year-old's rage. Got more fans than you in your own city, little kitty, go play. Feel like I'm babysitting Lil Tay. Got the ditty okay, so you spent your whole day shooting a video just to fucking dig your own grave. Got you itch your own wake, I'm the Philly goat. You ain't never made a list, next to no Biggie, no Jay, next to Taylor Swift and that Iggy Ho. You about to really blow, Kelly. They'll be putting your name next to Cha, next to Benzino. Die, motherfucker, like the last motherfucker saying Haley in vain, alien brain. Satanist, my baby.
biggest flops or your greatest hits. The game's mine again and ain't nothing changed but the lock. So before I slay this bitch, I'm gonna give Jade a kiss. Gotta wake up Labor Day to this. Being rich shamed by some prick using my name for clickbait in a state of bliss. Cause I said his goddamn name, now I got a cock back aim. Yeah, bitch, pop champagne to this. It's your moment, this is it, as big as you're gonna get, so enjoy it. Had to give you a career to destroy it. Lethal injection, go to sleep 6 feet deep. I give you a beat for the effort, but if I was 3'11", you look up to me. And for the record, you would suck a dick to fucking be me for a second. Lick a ball sack to get on my channel. Give your life to be a solidified. This motherfucking shit is like Rambo when he's out of bullets. So what good is a fucking machine gun when it's out of ammo? Had enough of this tatted up mumble rapper. How the fucking him and I battle? He'll have to fuck him in my flannel. I'll give him my sandals cause he knows long as I'm shady, he's gonna have to live in my shadow. Exhausting, letting off on my offspring like a gun barrel, bitch get off me. You dance around it like a sombrero. We can all see you're fucking salty cause young Gerald's balls deep inside a Halsey. Your red sweater, your black leather. You dress better, I rap better. That a death threater, a love letter. Little white toothpick thinks it's over a pick. I just don't like you prick, thanks for dissing me. Now I had an excuse on the mic to write, not a light. But really I don't care who's in the right, but you're losing the fight you pick. Who else won it? Kells, attempt fails. Button L's, fucking nails. In these coffins as soft as cotton ale. Kill shot, I will not fail. I'm with the doc still, but this idiot's boss pops pills and tells him he's got skills. But Kells, the day you put out a hits, the day Diddy admits that he put the hit out, that got pop kill. Ah, I'm sick of you being whack and still using that motherfucking auto-tune. So let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
I'm sick of your mumble rap mouth. Need to get the cock about it before we can even talk about it.
Talk about it.
I'm sick of your blonde hair and earrings just cause you look in the mirror and think that you Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers.
Don't mean you are and you're not about it. So just leave my dick in your mouth and keep my daughter out it. You fucking. Oh. And I'm just playing, Diddy. You know I love you.
All right. So we're back from our brief break. That was Eminem with Kill Shot. Before that, we had Wale and Eric Bellinger with Right Here. And then before that was The Agent, the Producer with Gladys. All right. So couple quick announcements. Tomorrow's new releases. We got MGK dropping an EP. We have Cousin Stiz dropping. We have Brock Hampton dropping. We have Young Dolph dropping. Am I missing somebody else?
Lupe's dropping next week, but that album was leaked.
Lupe's album was leaked.
Leaked.
Send me the links.
Drip, drip.
Talk to my man Wes.
My man Jay Electronica dropped a song with Jay called Shiny Suit Theory. It's pretty hard. I would have played it, but it ain't on Spotify.
Damn.
And let's see what else. Oh, French dropped something recently. That's wild.
Yo, man, I think people are just feeling people. I think just it's fall that time of year. It's like time to drop.
I guess.
Hey. No, I think it's a time where typically like R&B used to be like the thing, and there aren't many R&B acts anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think hip-hop, in a way, has sort of blended with R&B. True. So because of that, you're getting a lot more hip-hop artists dropping albums.
Oh.
To fill that space.
More quick announcements. So, Ye is dropping another album called Yandi at the end of this month.
End of this month.
Yes. Apparently, it's supposed to be at the end of this month. Schoolboy is coming out with an album as well soon, but he pushed it back in light of the whole... Mac Miller situation.
I'm excited about that.
You said Lupe's album is supposed to come out next week, but it got leaked.
It got leaked.
So I'm trying to hear that. Again, send your boy some links.
Supposedly, real quick, I heard my boy Wes, shout out to Wes, big Lupe fan. He says this is probably his best album since The Cool.
His words. Is this not gonna lie, man. Is this the Droga? I liked Tetso and You. Nah, this is Droga was his last album.
No, that was Drug It's Light.
Yeah, that was the last album.
Yeah, and then there's Droga. It's supposed to be Drogas and Drogas Light.
No, that's not this one.
I don't know. This nigga out here making light beers out of his album. I don't care. All right.
Hey, you gotta watch those calories, my guy. He's just trying to make it more digestible for you.
Hey, right? But I like Tetso and You. Like, that was a good album.
No, that was good. That was a good album.
It was. I mean,
shooting shit about that album. Was definitely a good album.
Mural?
Mural
crazy
was hard.
Track. Crazy the intro? Track. Yeah.
That song was wild.
Yeah.
I'm just straight up. So I heard
Lupe like, don't get love because he's independent now, and it's because he dissed Barack Obama.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
not America's favorite president
since Jimmy Carter.
Yo, but Homeboy did the same thing though. Absol, well, not like dissed him, but he was kind of like like, you know, he's like, you love him, but your man's a puppet. Y'all know that, right? Like,
yeah, see, Cassole did it in a, like, you know, a cool way. Like, he hit him with the, you know, the... You can believe this or not, you know? Whereas Lupe was like, yo, this is what it is.
Facts. He didn't even give you a chance to, like, decide for yourself whether you wanted to listen to it, believe it or not.
That was it.
He took it away from you.
So, really quick. So, that was Eminem's Kill Shot we played earlier.
Masego dropped the album, by the way.
Who? I'm check that out.
Masego. Yeah.
Oh.
Masego dropped
and
an
real
album.
Quick, I don't know if we said it. We said Black. Did we mention Black's album?
Oh, yeah, Black just dropped
East
an album.
East Atlanta Love Letter.
Yeah, he did drop that. We did talk about that last week, but I didn't really get to listen to it. Like the way I wanted
to. Give it a listen. He has some interesting features. One of the songs, you started the album, Future. He has a feature with Future, and I didn't see that coming. I was like, Future?
Yeah.
And it's like the soft vocal Future. So
I mean, he even has...
He designer for the cheap.
Hey, you know? Gold Link figured out the formula.
Facts.
Nah, I mean, he got Cole on the album, too.
Oh, yeah. Cole's been getting to work on the features.
Yeah, he's been going in.
He's busy.
He's busy, for sure. He's busy, for sure.
I want to get to that Cole thing in a minute, because I do have a question about that. But, before I get into this Eminem MGK thing, because I really want to put this to rest, Bizarre decided it was a good time to drop a diss track against Joe Budden and Jay Electronica. Jay Electronica was saying that he wasn't too impressed by like M's like diss and stuff like that. And Bizarre thought it was a good idea to diss him and Joe Budden on a song called Love Tap. I would play it, but I don't have it. I also don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, just
act short, like you did. Don't listen to it.
Yeah, you know, act like you did. Like, tell all your friends. Yeah, I heard that joint.
Yeah, I heard
yeah.
it.
You know,
it was straight.
It was straight.
Just say it was cool. Straight.
No, but, you know, about that kill shot, though. Right?
Yeah, that's how you transition. So somebody, I'm about to put that on. I'm like, no, chill. Nah, chill, bro.
All right, I got to go to the bathroom. For how long is that song? Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom exactly that time.
Yeah, I listened to it so y'all didn't have to. Like, tax the debt, so hopefully you don't have to go through that. So I just wanted to throw that tidbit out there. But now that we have Kill Shot and now that we have Rap Devil, which do you guys think is better?
Look, I still think MGK kind of won the round, guys. I mean, honestly, like, maybe it was the shock and awe factor of MGK actually responding. But, I mean, when I think about the Kill Shot diss, I mean, that's not the M I remember that would take Benzino's head off. You know, that's not the M that I remember from other battle scenarios. You know what I mean? Like from the Sound Bombers joints. Like that's not the same hungry M. That's the M that's like, yeah, you came at me, so I gotta come at you because, like, you know, I'm a goat, and I can't let some little like guy who wants to be me like talk to me like that. Like that's how I felt. It's like a dad or a stepdad talking to his kid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rolling with MGK too. I just felt like M did a lot more of like, oh, I'm more successful than you will ever be, or like that you are now at your age, that kind of thing, which is cute and all, but like, let's get into the reality of the situation. You were his age at a time where people had no choice but to buy your album.
Exactly.
They couldn't get your music any other way. Like, we exist in a world of like streaming numbers now where like, if the roles were swapped, like, if you had to exist in a time where Spotify was, you wouldn't be doing the numbers you've done then.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, when you look at MGK, too, he's also independent.
That's another. Well, no, he's Interscope.
Well, yeah, but technically, like, his relationship is a JV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a direct sign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm like, come on, dude. Like, you know the business, but you know that the people, the casual listeners that are going to blindly follow you wherever you go, don't understand that. So I'm like, yes, you're doing a lot of like bending the narrative around instead of just getting to the bars. Like, he did have some bars, but MGK got him. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, MGK came straight, you know, came at him bar for bar. Like, and I think that's what I'm looking for, like, in hip hop. And even like, I know I'm on a tangent, but like, even with the whole Push and Drake beef, you know, that we talked about, like, that was kind of what I was looking for in that. Or even with the Meek and Drake beef, like, you know, like these beefs today, it's kind of interesting. It's not like that Jada and Beans beef where you was just getting straight bars like all the time. Like, everything was like, ooh, what is he about to say next? Because, like, I mean, yo, those last 8 bars on like Jada's crazy. It's crazy, right? So it's like, I haven't seen that in the music in a while, man. Like that like that competitiveness. It's more of, it's more gloating, you know, and more figuring out how to make diss record songs to make people sing about you, you know?
Yeah, but even that kill shot was just, like, that's my second time listening to it. I don't think there's going to be a third.
Yeah.
Nothing against M. Like, I'm not the hugest M fan, but I respect what he's done and his talent. I just don't think that was, like, a great song.
Why does he keep throwing shots at Button, though?
Because he wants Budden to say something. He wants Joe Budden to say something. In which Joe was like, you got to come with something better than a domestic violence bar.
Real talk. Because at the end of the day, like, honestly, I don't think M wants that Joey beef right now.
He wants, you know what he wants? He wants Joe to be on the offensive. He wants Joe to attack, and then he respond.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to, right? That's the cool thing about it, right? He doesn't have to.
They're already, like, laughing him off. Like, on his podcast and stuff like that. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't really care. Like, if M's really going to do something, then, like, he should do it instead of trying to, like, prod to get somebody else to diss him so he can attack. It's what he did with MGK, and MGK came out on top, in my opinion.
Exactly. I mean, essentially. And, I mean, honestly, look, at the end of the day, what M is doing is, like, it could, in a way, almost tarnish his legacy. Like, I mean, look. People could throw shots at Jay, you know, but then again, Jay may get you killed, actually, in real life. But, like, Jay doesn't have to respond to beef because his greatness is already proven through his success. I actually don't think, like, this diss record response for Eminem actually helps his career in any way.
No, it doesn't.
It actually may even affect...
It tarnishes it, I feel like, for me.
His effect, like, his effect on hip-hop.
I wouldn't have responded. Especially if you weren't going to absolutely, like, destroy this kid. Like, he said, like, I had to give you a career to end it. But I'm like, you didn't really end his career.
No, like, not at all.
In fact, you've helped his career immensely.
Now people are going to go listen to his album.
Exactly. Which drops tomorrow.
So, we have now killed Eminem. Or Killshot.
All right. I never want to hear more from M or MGK again. Like, this beef. I don't want any more from this beef. G-Eazy, don't jump in. Logic, don't jump in. Lil Dicky, don't jump in.
You know Lil Dicky about the time.
Lil Xan, don't jump in. None of y'all.
Lil Peep.
Even though Lil Xan's Mexican, nah, you look white. Don't jump in.
Let it be. Nah, would you? 6ix9ine got his teeth redone.
Oh, he out here wilding.
Look, all you're going to hear is
a Lil Pump. Damn, I should have put some 6ix9ine in this playlist today.
You're going to hear a Lil Pump in the background, and then all you're going to hear is, like, bars.
Oh, yeah. Kanye got the, had the biggest YouTube video debut with that. I love that shit.
Yeah, with the him and Lil Pump.
Yeah.
That song's wild.
Yeah, that song is wild.
It's an interesting placement, though, right? Like, you know, like, I really believe, you know, I think we already talked about this, but I feel like there was a Minecraft hint in the video.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah. But moving on.
Damn, let me see what else we got really quick. I think we got most
of... Well, one thing to think about, you know, with 3 minutes left.
I did have a question.
Yeah, about Spotify?
Nah, we can say that for another time, because there's something else I want to talk about in relation to that. So okay. We'll say that for next week.
Alright, sounds good.
Cole's getting a little feature happy. What do you think that means?
Dreamville is winning.
Do you think we're getting another Cole album by the end of the year?
Definitely. He usually drops in December. 2014 Forest Hills.
Oh, it might be the part two that...
Yeah.
Oh, the fall off or the whatever?
Yeah. 2014 Forest Hills Drive dropped in December.
Is it going to be another platinum with no features? Or is it going to feature Kill Edward, which is him?
No, I actually think we're going to get a Cole album. Like, This Is Me.
Do you think we're going to get some features from this nigga?
Maybe, like...
He does the featuring. What part of that do you not understand? Listen,
I think
his albums
day,
need features. I think it needs production, outside production.
He gives that power to others.
But that's the thing. Like,
he's a giving man.
I don't think he needs the...
I'll feature for you.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
But look, I don't think he needs the features when he borrows others. You know, not borrows, but I think he's inspired by the writers in his camp right now. Like, Boz had a big album this year, actually. Like, he was 6 on the iTunes charts with Nicki and several other artists.
That album is crazy. That album is...
Yeah, it's a really great good. Album.
The more I listened to it, I was like, this man hit, like, different styles. It was a lot of styles.
Kaz had a good album this year, right? And we have yet to, you know, Earth Gang had an interesting EP that did very well. Jid, his album is like people want to hear the next Jid album. You know what I mean? And like, then you got Loot and Omen, who are other artists on his label that are writing good music, that are writing, right? So, you know, I feel like he's inspired by a lot of people around him right now. He has a really, really good squad of like people that make quality music. And I think, I honestly wouldn't be surprised to see another Cole album in December.
Cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our time. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on your favorite podcast app, future/perfect. That's /perfect. We are going to take us out to the sounds of Tax Make It here. We will see you guys next week.
Oh, one more thing. Always check our playlist out on Spotify at Future Perfect episode 44 this week. Playlist #BFR.
Or just follow us on Spotify at Official Future Perfect, all one word. You'll get the latest playlist the day before it gets out. Yeah.
Every episode.
The day it comes out. The day.